Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Humpy Dumpy Day Wednesday edition of the BT and News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Becker. Yes, we're finally back. Sorry about the hiatus, people. It is the 19th of August, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, so let's kick this show off with a little bit of Apple rumors. Yeah, why not? And it all has to do with that iPhone 6C. You know, the phone that we say, oh, there's not going to be one. Oh, maybe there's going to be one. Well, now a Foxconn employee says, yeah, there's going to be one. But we may not be seeing that iPhone 6C until next year. Now, take this with a grain of salt, but apparently there's a Chinese blog called Fang.com, that itself should probably be taken with a pinch of salt, claiming that it's showing a drawing of an iPhone 6C that has a 5-inch display. Yeah, it's very interesting, considering we've got an iPhone 6 right now with a 4.7 and the 6 Plus with a 5.5. Now, yes, all rumors up to this point about the iPhone 6C were saying that, yeah, it would just have a 4-inch screen, like your old iPhone 5S and 5C. You know, yeah, you get it. But it seems now the rumors are pointing to Apple making a low-cost device that would appeal to consumers in emerging markets who have a fondness for larger displays. I know I said take this with a pinch of salt. Take it with a tiny grain of salt, okay? The iPhone 6C? Yeah, I think that's exactly what it'll be. We'll see. Now, on to a little bit more iPhone 6S rumors. These seem a little bit more legitimate. The new iPhone 6S is going to feature a 1.5 GHz Tri-Core A9 processor and 2 GB of RAM, completely contradicting what we heard last week about it just having, again, 1 GB of RAM. Apparently, the new A9 chip will be built on the 1416nm technology, which should indeed make it faster and more energy efficient. This recent rumor leak with the new gigs and the new processor was actually spotted online by an app analytics company, which pretty much means Apple's already testing the hardware ahead of its launch. Well, I hope so. It's supposedly next month. Xbox One fans, yeah, you got a nice little juicy update coming your way. The Xbox One has started rolling out the update with the 1080p 60 frames per second game streaming. And there's even a little bit more bells and whistles coming your way. You can now stream your games from your Xbox One to your Windows 10 PC at 1080p 60 frames per second. Just go on over to the settings in the Xbox app on your Windows 10, choose game streaming, and then set up the video encoding level to very high. Yeah, indeed. It's very high, man. Whoa. Now, other than that, there's some tweaks that you can now interact with your friends. That's where you can actually right-click on your friends and select send a message or an invite to, say, your gaming party. Whoa! You can also compare achievements with any friend who has played the same game before. The update's also going to let you toggle notifications when you're invited to a party or a multiplayer game too. And also, My Games has been updated to support a grid view with a jumping list where your games are now displayed in a grid, sorted alphabetically. Yeah, that'll make things nice. Now, to get all those juicy new features, yeah, you shouldn't have to do anything. The app update should happen automatically via the Windows Store. And finally, alright, time for your insecure hacker. It's not really hacker news, but it's definitely insecure Wednesday news. Hey, this lovely study comes from Netcraft. It's showing that around a little over 600,000 active users are still running Windows Server 2003. Oh my gosh. Now, those of you don't know, yes, that's a 12-year-old operating system. And guess who's still using it? Banks and security vendors. Oh, facepalm. Also, in case you didn't really know, remember last month? Yeah, Microsoft no longer supports that system. Now, according to Netcraft, those servers actually help run an estimated 175 million websites. Boy, don't this just get more comforting as I go along. 55% of those machines were actually located in China and the U.S. And here to make your stomach even turn a little bit more, some security agencies like Panda Security and eScan are still running that old OS. So what can we do? Not a damn thing. It's all about those companies trying to pull their finger out of their, well, you know where, and actually gonna spend some money to do some upgrades. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The website, check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow. I promise. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. Hang on, though. Remember, it's Thursday, so it's probably going to be very freaking late. But we will get you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best in tech news. But until then, it's good to be back. Sorry we've been away. Enjoy your Wednesday. And thank you so much for listening.